Sean Burke and me and Amy Burke. That's Sean Burke, that's Enoch Burke's father, and Amy Burke, Enoch Burke's sister, were yesterday convicted in the district court of criminal offences by a district court judge in a hearing, district court hearing, which unusually went on from around midday until 11 p.m. last night. So the father of jailed teacher Enoch Burke has been found guilty of assault. After a trial heard, he grabbed and flung a Garda to the ground like a red rag to a bull as she tried to escort his wife from the Court of Appeal. Sean Burke denied assaulting Bridewell Garda Victoria Fisher last year, 7th of March last year, in the four courts in around the Court of Appeal, while his daughter Amy Burke, 33, a qualified solicitor, pleaded not guilty to obstructing a Garda who arrested her brother Simeon on the same day just outside the building. They faced a district court hearing before Judge Michelle Finan at Dublin District Court yesterday. It ran from just after midday until after nearly 11 p.m. and heard evidence from 11 Garda witnesses. Judge Finan found them guilty of the charges, which carry a maximum sentence of 6 months imprisonment. Finalising the case, however, Judge Michelle Finan applied the Probation of Offenders Act in the case of Sean Burke, sparing him a recorded conviction. She convicted Amy Burke, however, and imposed a fine of €400 to be paid within 12 months. However, Amy Burke told the court she does not intend to pay. The offence occurred on the day that Enoch Burke, her brother, Amy Burke's brother, and Sean Burke's son, was involved in a legal dispute before the Court of Appeal in his dispute with Wilson's Hospital School over his firing, essentially, from that school. Both father and daughter conducted their own defence and contended that the Court of Appeal did not make a valid order to remove them from the proceedings. Sean Burke claimed that the Garda was knocked over by accident. Last year, another Burke, Simeon, a barrister, he was convicted of threatening, insulting and abusive behaviour arising from the same proceedings, but his conviction was later overturned on appeal. He was cleared on appeal. So yesterday, Garda Fisher, that's the band Garda who was assaulted by Sean Burke, she told prosecuting counsel that around 3 p.m. on the day in question, she came over from the Bridewell Garda station to assist colleagues who had been instructed to clear the courtroom after a disturbance which prompted the presiding judges to leave the bench. Martina Burke, Amy Burke's mother, was holding onto a bench before being escorted out, and a colleague alerted Garda Fisher to watch her back. Garda Fisher said she looked over her shoulder and could see Sean Burke coming toward me, shouting, "Get out of my way and leave my wife alone." She alleged that he put a hand on her left shoulder and flung me. I hit the wall and radiator, and she could not believe what had happened. She said her ribs were sore and she was in total shock and pain and upset. She saw a doctor at the station, was advised to take painkillers, and that evening then she took photographs of inflammation on the side of her body, which were introduced into evidence as exhibits in this hearing. She was cross-examined by Sean Burke, who conducted his own defence. She agreed there was congestion and commotion near the courtroom door. However, when he put it to her that he was following his wife out the door, she replied, "You were shouting, 'Get out of my way,' and I turned and you put your hand on my shoulder and said, 'Leave my wife alone,' and I kept saying, 'Get out of,' and kept saying, 'Get out of my way.' I had no interaction with your wife. You just came through me," she said, and she later told him, "No man should put his hands on a woman." Sean Burke suggested that if she fell, it was an accident and it was completely inadvertent, but she disagreed. She disagreed and said he had been aggressive and shouting about wanting to get to his wife. He also put it to her that she was in the video footage leaving the courtroom after he exited. Garda Fisher said that earlier on she had escorted Amy Burke out of the building onto Inns Quay, and that the accused fell, Amy Burke fell. She helped her get back up. An RTÉ news clip showed this at the time, and this clip was shown during the hearing. Amy Burke described it as a shocking experience for her. Garda Amy Murta testified that Sean Burke pulled Garda Fisher, who fell into a large radiator. Garda Murta recalled her colleague looked shocked and had tears in her eyes, but said that she didn't cry because she was a professional. Garda Anthony Hutton gave evidence. He alleged Sean Burke lunged at Garda Fisher and shoved her into an old school radiator against the wall, and she slumped down. Garda Hutton described it as like a red rag to a bull situation. The officer believed the accused had a vendetta against anyone in his way. That was my perception of the situation. CCTV footage was shown of the members of the Burke family escorted from the courtroom and Ami Burke outside dealing with the officers who arrested her brother Simeon. There was no footage of the alleged assault incident. Other officers told the court that they saw Sean Burke shove or knock over Garda Fisher and that they were shouted at when they went to deal with the family. Garda Patrick Hines said that when he was arresting Simeon Burke, Ami Burke reached over his shoulder, grabbed his right arm. He alleged she forcibly tried to remove his hands and he had to push her away. He said he asked her to stop and was shocked by her attempt to free Burke from his grip. Ami Burke said she was concerned about Simeon and believed he had been unlawfully arrested. The Garda witnesses admitted they were unaware of a later direction by the Court of Appeal President that if there were any more interruptions, the judges would simply rise and deliver their judgment electronically. The defendants argued that the initial direction to remove the Burke family members had been countermanded. That's the situation. Sean Burke convicted. Ami Burke convicted. Ami Burke fined €400. Sean Burke given the benefit of the Probation of Offenders Act and thereby avoiding having the conviction marked against his record. However, the findings, the facts of the case have been proven. That is the situation. I hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you hit the like button down below. Thanks a lot.